Today, we are honoring and remembering this voice.
I tell you, I ain't never. The way that I love.
Aretha Franklin. She died today at the age of 76, reportedly from a type of pancreatic cancer. Born in Memphis, raised in Detroit, she grew up the daughter of the famous Reverend C.L. Franklin. She and her sister sang gospel in his church, drawing people from all around. By the time she reached her 20s, Aretha Franklin was a star with the 1967 album I Never Loved a Man. Tulani Davis is an African-American studies scholar. She encountered the legend after having written the liner notes for one of Franklin's greatest hits collections. Earlier, we spoke to her about how Aretha Franklin lived up to her Queen of Soul title.
You may-
She had the regality without any pomposity or practiced behavior. She was a natural woman, and she made that regal. For me, she threw back the curtain that had been segregation and showed the rest of America how Black America took its joy. By simply being herself and using that incredible voice, which really physically, it was a physical experience to be in the room hearing her sing, the hair on your back, the back of your neck would just stand up.
Some of this comes from the fact that she grew up the daughter of the Reverend C.L. Franklin, right? Very famous preacher, and huge gospel artists came into her home, right? So she was familiar with Mahalia Jackson. She was familiar with Sam Cooke, who also brought gospel to the mainstream. How did she take it to the next level, essentially?
It had to do with her taste in what songs to do, her sense of what time it was. The songs that she did in 67, 68 became anthems for all of us and for successive populations that were in the middle of sort of mobilizing themselves at that time. She had a sense of what time it was. She got on the piano, she played it herself and just lifted those songs up to where they became the anthems for millions of Americans.
You also talk about her having the gift of stretching the boundaries of melody. This gets at her ability to interpret songs, right? Being a really great interpreter. Is there a song that maybe is a little more underrated, people don't pay as close attention to, that you think is a great example of this?
Ain't No Way.
Ain't no way for me to love.
In some performances, she really, really stretches it out. But when you hear those words, ain't no way, you have no idea where you're going. And she says, ain't no way I can love you if you won't let me. In that case, it's not the grace notes, but the timing. She gives you the space to understand the depth of the request.
I know that a woman's duty is to have.
And that note from our sister also in the back. Unbelievable.
And that's the way it was
played. You know, I want to talk about one other song, one that she wrote, which is Call Me, because people don't talk about her as much as a writer, right?
I love that song.
I love you. And I love you. And I love you too. Baby, will you call me the moment you get there? Hey, baby.
She took, I guess, as a Black woman, I would say she took the depth of the way we wanted to take risks with love and gave it to us in a way that was also solace and gave us courage. And Call Me has that. There's a kind of courage to the way she keeps coming back and saying, but I'll be there for you.
In the end, what do you think her legacy will be?
I think she's possibly, I hate to say the greatest of all time, but I think she's the greatest singer of the 20th century. Like people like Muhammad Ali, she's known all over the world for something that wasn't at first cherished at home. And she has just moved so many people that she will stand as someone who has made music that will play forever.
Tulani Davis, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Tulani Davis of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, she wrote the liner notes to Aretha Franklin's 1992 box set, The Queen of Soul, The Atlantic Years.